Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
I can't believe it's already conference week. I am so excited to see so many of you. Just a reminder that in person, I am actually a really shy, awkward introvert. So just remember that if we see each other in person, I would love to talk to you. I love talking to people, but I have no idea what to say or how to start a conversation. I'm really bad about it. So listen, if you see me and you want to say hi, just walk up and just start talking. Give me a hug. Tell me who you are, and I promise it'll be fine. But if you wait for me to make the first move, it may not happen because truly, by nature, I am still that awkward, shy introvert in person, even at It Works events. So today I want to talk about two things as we go into conference. The very first thing I want to talk about, you know, going into conference, it's different for leaders. You know, we're not the newbies. This is not our first time for most of us. This is not our first time going. This is not for us to get filled up. This is for our team. And so I want us to remember that even though it might be easy to congregate with the people that we know, and I'm preaching to the choir here, okay, even though it might be the easiest thing to do is to congregate with the people that we know or feel like we need to get filled up or we need conference, yes, there is a portion of that, okay? But overwhelmingly, conference is for our team. Conference is for those newbies, and not even just newbies on our team. You know, we talked about in a couple podcasts ago that success in the company, wherever it's happening, is good news for all of us because that means that this is still possible, it still works, and any success in the company that moves us closer to a billion and then beyond a billion helps all of us, all of us. It helps every one of our teams. So it's not even just inspiring, it's not even about just inspiring the newbies on our own team. This is about people who have watched us on social media, and it's about inspiring them and pouring into those people. And then as leaders, something I've learned from Cammie and from Pam and you know, so many of my mentors is it's our job as leaders to get filled up elsewhere. It's our job to be getting around our own mentors and doing that personal development and spending that time to fill ourselves up, to get to other leadership development, you know, events throughout the year, getting with our VIPs throughout the year and doing things like that, you know, even just on a daily, in your daily personal development, filling yourself up. And conference on a bigger scale is for those new distributors and those up and coming leaders, your rubies, your emeralds. And yes, conference, you're going to leave out of there tired from talking to so many people. Next week, you know, you may even need to recover on Monday, but that's okay. You know, that means we've done our job as leaders is to love on our people, inspire them, and show them that they matter no matter whose team they're on. That's our job as leaders. The other thing I want to just quickly touch on is as we go into conference, and this may even be bigger than the first point, but I want us to remember to give each other grace as leaders. That is probably one of the biggest things that we could model for our teams is giving people grace. And what I mean by that is conference can be a really easy place for misunderstandings to happen. You know, we can judge other people based on their actions or their body language or what they say. It can be a really easy place to get misunderstood. And see, here's the thing, okay? All of us are human. All of us at some point are going to screw up. We're going to drop the ball. We're going to say the wrong thing. We're going to handle a situation incorrectly. And when that happens, when it's me, I really hope that someone can give me enough grace and know that all it was a mistake, that I have good intentions. And everybody in this company is that way. The leadership of this company, guys, as a whole, we are good people. You are good people. And so if we can just give other leaders, sideline leaders, upline leaders, if we can give them the benefit of the doubt in any situation, if we can assume the best about people instead of assuming the worst, You know, at other companies, that's what happens. At other companies or in the corporate world, we assume the worst about everyone. We assume the worst about their motives. Something happens and you just, you just make these assumptions about the person. And many, many times they turn out to be wrong and it was just a misunderstanding. Maybe they had a bad day. And it's the same thing here. We don't know what happened 5 minutes before you saw that VIP in the store. You know, you don't know what's happening at home. You don't know. Many times, guys, this happens to me. I told you I'm a shy, awkward introvert in person, and I don't have a clue what to say many times, and I'm usually uncomfortable. And so I get misjudged sometimes because I don't know what to say, but it comes off as I don't want to talk to anybody, or I'm too good to talk to anyone, and oh my gosh, that could be further from the truth. It's really just that I'm a scared. I'm not over that. I can get scared in social situations because of how shy and introverted I am. So again, if we could give each other the benefit of the doubt, if we could give other leaders, sideline leaders, upline leaders, corporate team, corporate staff, you know, at every turn while we're there, guys, if we could just give everyone grace, assume the best, and let's make that something It Works is known for. Let's make It Works leadership known for supporting each other, for forgiving, for giving grace, assuming the best, and that reverse gossip that Mark is always talking about. So I'm excited to see you all at conference. It's going to be amazing. 2018 is absolutely going to blow our minds. I can't wait to see what you guys do with your leadership and your teams and your success. And I'll see you in Tampa. Bye, guys.
Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.